On the show today, we have Endozen's very own Libby Calderone and Pure IT's Robbie Wright. They are here talking about their joint venture, their partnership in creating a new product called Cloud Union, which is a way for credit unions, smaller credit unions, to begin their journey to cloud technology. And we know that is a big, big trend right now. So Libby and Robbie are here to tell us all about it. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine, forward-thinking folks in the financial technology sector of the credit union industry. Right next to me is Envison's very own Libby Calderone. Libby, I can never get Envison's name right. I'm always tripping myself over that name.
I know. But, it's Envison, Mike. Envison.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will practice, I promise.
That's okay. You're not the first.
But hey, you know what? It's a great marketing thing because it sticks to your
tongue. Think envisioning the future. Envision. Yes. Okay.
Envisant. Oh, simple. Thank you very much for that.
There you go. Appreciate it.
And then last but not least, right below us is Pure IT's very own Robbie Wright. Robbie, how are you, sir?
Doing great. It's a confusing weather day on the Oregon coast. We have some sun and some rain, but we're doing pretty good today.
All right. Well, we're kind of in that time of the year where, you know, the weather just doesn't know what it wants to do, but it'll work itself out, I promise. So, all right. Hey, speaking of really, really cool things here, your two organizations have partnered up to create this cool product called Cloud Union, a joint venture between you guys. And it all has to do with cloud technology, obviously. But so I'm going to ask the big question right up front. Libby, I'm coming to you first. So what is Cloud Union from Envision's perspective? And then Robbie, I'll come to you and get it from the Pure IT perspective. So Libby, the stage is yours.
I will let Robbie speak to the technical aspects of it. But essentially, it's a technology solution that can go out to small to mid-sized credit unions, allowing them to most easily and efficiently migrate to the cloud. And we all know the benefits of the cloud. You know, it gives you that redundancy from a business continuity perspective. You're getting off legacy systems that you don't have to support anymore. It's faster, it stays current. It facilitates and promotes the remote work environment that many of us are still in even today. So lots of benefits to credit unions getting there. But we know that it's hard for them to get there. And they want to get to the cloud, but they just sometimes don't know how to do it, be it because of resource constraints that they have. And so by partnering here with Pure IT, they've developed a solution that's scalable, that can be brought to market. And many of the small to mid-sized credit unions can take advantage of it. And I'll let Robbie speak a bit about the more intricacies of the IT solution part.
Yeah.
Thanks, the tech Libby. Side, Robbie, it's all you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a perfect intro, Libby. Libby hit on a couple of buzzwords that Pure IT unfortunately sees very commonly in our day-to-day interactions with credit unions. We work with the credit unions all over the nation of really every shape and size. The smallest one we've been involved with was about $2.5 million when we started with them. And the largest is over $15 billion. And so we see
$2.5 million, Robbie?
Yes, $2.5 million, yes. And by the time we got through our project with them, they were about $3 million.
Right on. Well, good for you. Yep. Help them grow.
Yep. And so we see a vast amount of different types of both operational, strategic, as well as technology problems. And a lot of these small credit unions, some really small to mid-size, they can't afford certain levels of IT staff. They can't afford certain levels of information security staff. You know, we've observed a number of credit unions, and I'm sure, you know, everybody that's watching this right now has probably got some variety of a malicious email from a valid credit union contact that they had, that it had their email breached, any number of things that can happen. And unfortunately, budget constraints, you know, human capital knowledge constraints have restricted some of the credit union's abilities to be able to get access to the right types of security and compliance things. And so that's where we obviously have partnered up with Envisant. We bundle a number of kind of best of breed cloud technologies, very heavy on the Microsoft 365 kind of stack of technologies there. And so we've kind of worked up some special sauce to, in a pretty automated way, get credit unions into 365, into Teams, in a very secure and much more compliant manner than they are in today, or really could have ever afforded to do in the past.
Now, Robbie, you just answered my next two or three questions all in that one response. So congratulations on that. Well done, sir.
Perfect.
No, because I mean, because I want to go back to like, because this is obviously a way for smaller credit unions to kind of begin their cloud technology journey here. So, and my initial thought was like, so what challenges are they experiencing that's keeping them from entering or, you know, starting their cloud journey? And you kind of touched on a lot of that there in your previous response, Robbie. So can you dice it up into like two or three or four challenges that they are experiencing today that that credit unions can that you guys can really help out with?
Yeah, one of them relates to budget, and it's kind of like, you know, we normally fall into two boats where somebody has, you know, bought the Honda that they're trying to take to the racetrack and make it do all these things it was never meant to do, or the inverse of that, they bought the Ferrari and they're going to the grocery store. Gotcha. And they're way overspending on the level of security things that they need.
Yeah.
And so we try to help credit unions kind of right size that so that mm-hmm. they're spending the money in the right spot that helps them meet their security and compliance needs.
Gotcha.
And so we rarely, just kind of unfortunately, just with cloud technology, things change so fast. It's rare for us to see a credit union that's kind of right sized like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to get everybody into that right size right out of the gate. But as they kind of continue to mature, and that's one of the things that we help them do is kind of push their boundaries, help them grow and help them mature in their information security levels. A year or two from now, they might need different solutions. And Cloud Union has those concepts kind of built into it that, you know, when you're a freshman going into information security versus when you're a senior, those needs are a little bit different. And mm-hmm. so Cloud Union is designed to not be a fire and forget it, let's do it and be done, because that's not how security, that's not how compliance works.
Yep.
You know, everything compliance for the risk and compliance folks in the room, you know, rules and regulations change, interpretations change, the FFIEC changes, the ASET, I can't remember the new name that it has now, and nothing is ever static in this regard. And yep. so we've tried to build a technology stack that is elastic and helps that credit union continue to grow.
I like that. Elastic. I like that word for sure. And Libby, so what sparked this partnership? What sparked this idea? Because obviously both of your organizations really complement each other really, really well. So what was what got the ball rolling here to create this partnership to help credit unions out with their cloud experiences?
Well, I think it really just started with a conversation with Jack Smith, CEO oh, yeah. of Pure IT, talking with him, about a year and a half ago. And we invested in Pure IT and said, you know, we talked to so many credit unions. Just like Robbie says, we talked to, you know, thousands of credit unions across the U.S. We do business with 1,900 of them. And, you know, 80% of them are under 250 million in assets. So they're small credit unions. We're hearing what they need. And we just kept hearing this repeated theme of, hey, we know we need to be better at cybersecurity and information security. We're doing the best that we can. But we get to a point, but we don't know if we're, you know, you can't stop there. Like Robbie says, it needs to be elastic and, yep. and keep moving. And they, a lot of credit unions are just nervous that they're not where they need to be. They're not monitoring it. They're not upgrading it. And so, you know, in our conversation was how can we get a solution out there to credit unions? So we leaned heavily, you know, obviously on Pure IT to develop the technology thing, something that's scalable that we can take out and replicate across a lot of credit unions. And so then when we talk with our credit union partners, we can say, hey, here's a solution
right.
for this need that you have. And so it was just a really natural marriage there. We're sort of a delivery channel for their expertise, for okay. Pure IT's expertise and talents.
Yeah, because that was my next question. It's like, okay, so what is Envisyn's responsibilities, and then what's Pure IT's responsibility? So, Libby, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, absolutely. We hear from credit unions. We talk to credit unions all the time, all day long, and this is just an opportunity for us to share this solution with credit unions. Okay. So I like to think of us as the delivery channel and as the way to get it out, the message out to credit unions on a one-on-one basis. Obviously, we'll do other marketing for it, but just, you know, some one-on-one conversations, because that's really where, you know, the rubber meets the road, so to speak, when you can have those one-on-one conversations and show the value of this new cloud union solution.
Well, and the credit unions appreciate that too, for sure. So especially when you get that one-on-one time with them. And Robbie, share with me Pure IT's part in all of this.
Yeah, I in jest, I say that we're the one throat to choke for all things IT. and so that ultimately is what we're trying to help credit unions get to. Again, just from talking to a whole bunch of credit unions, some of them are overpaying some, you know, international publicly traded company for IT services and not getting the attention they need. Some of them have a mom and pop IT shop in their local town that doesn't understand credit union regulations. And so we try to fill that gap with bringing highly educated, highly sophisticated enterprise level IT with a really solid understanding of credit unions, and making that affordable for some of our smaller ones. And so we don't do anything like core specific. So we won't host the core. We help credit unions kind of handle all that.
Okay.
We commonly say we don't handle things that touch money. So like that core relationship, we try to be the all things IT that's next to the core. And that's kind of where we're set.
Okay, cool. And I'm going to stick with you on this one, Robbie, as well. Can you, I mean, you mentioned earlier about Microsoft 365 and, you know, all the three phases or the elements of this, of Cloud Union. Can you briefly share with us those three phases or elements real quickly?
Sure. Yeah. The very first one, obviously, is the 365 side. That is how we handle, obviously, email, collaboration, phones, file sharings, things like that. And so we try to take all the different services of a credit union or applications and move them into the cloud. And most of the time, that's a 365 and Azure centric. And so a big part of it is you move into, you know, Libby mentioned some of the remote and hybrid work. It becomes a little less important where your staff are at. And we are moving more into what we refer to as a zero trust networking environment.
Yep.
And so we start to transition the branches or your headquarters or your data center to be less important. And like, you don't have your servers there anymore. They might live in Azure or AWS. And so the network side of this becomes extremely important. And so one of the very first things that we do most of the time is a network refresh. We look at things like internet connections. Generally speaking, we're implementing an SD-WAN solution for a highly available internet, so that when your staff does come to a branch or headquarters, you know, they're able to get access to all their cloud resources. And so overly simplified, but we spend quite a bit of time on the network side, quite a bit of time on the 365 side, and then finally managed services, where we help become that one throat to choke for IT. You know, if somebody has a problem with, you know, logging into their phone, their mail on their phone, or, you know, getting access to a website or whatever the case is, that's where the managed service component comes in.
Gotcha. And Libby, what's the big audacious goal here that that Cloud Union is going to accomplish for credit unions out there? What do you guys want to? Obviously, the technology speaks for itself, but what's in your mind when you think of a big goal here that you guys want to achieve for credit unions with Cloud Union?
I think we'd like to get this in front of as many credit unions as we can, utilizing it, take advantage of the benefits of moving to the cloud in a cost-effective manner. I know that it will help a lot of credit union CEOs sleep at night. As a former credit union CEO, it was like, you know, you worry about it all the time. Like Robbie says, you don't want to buy the Ferrari to go to the grocery store, but you also don't want to be driving with the Honda on the racetrack. I think that's a great analogy. And you never know what that right amount of spend is to get the right security that you need. And so I want to give credit union CEOs peace of mind that they know that they're having the right spend, they have the right level of security, and they have the right partner. And if we can do that with as many credits as possible, we will have achieved our goal.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking it to the Goldilocks syndrome as well. It's not too big, not too small, but it's just right.
So, that's a good analogy as well.
But I think the more of these that you guys do, you're going to get that just right fit too, because you guys already have that experience.
Well, the beauty of it, Mike, is that, you know, you've got all the expertise of Pure IT that a credit union can take advantage of, but they don't have to pay one person. It's sort of that shared resource, and, you know, and it's a fantastic resource to be sharing. So the more we can do that in the credit union industry with that collaboration, the better we'll all be.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, what a resource that would be for sure. So, and Robbie, I want to get the Pure IT perspective on the big goal from the technology side, I guess.
Yeah, well, Libby nailed it, actually. Balancing the, really when it comes down to budget, or, you know, if you're putting on my CFO hat for a second, when you're looking at ROA or ROAA, how are we deploying our credit union's resources to adequately secure the credit union?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every credit union has a slightly different risk profile. Most credit unions don't have international branches, for example. Some credit unions don't do online account opening. Some credit unions don't have any remote employees, and some credit unions are 100% remote.
Yeah.
And so everybody has a slightly different risk profile. And so what we're really after is trying to optimize that kind of total cost of ownership, what that budget looks like versus what the risk profile for the credit union actually is.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, most of the cloud services out there, namely AWS and Azure, Microsoft and Amazon, they are enabling credit unions and many other industries, of course, to get access to security software and hardware that they've never been able to afford before. And, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, turn on MFA, for example, multi-factor authentication, you had to buy on-site appliances that are like servers and you had to rack them and they were tens of thousands of dollars and everybody got the, you know, rotating key fobs that they kept on their keychain that were, you know, hundreds of dollars. And now I'm oversimplifying it, but it's almost a checkbox to be able to turn on multi-factor, and like that entire process is gone. And we're able to secure credit unions in a manner that gives them security that can rival Fortune 500 companies for hundreds of a fraction of what it was in the past.
Yeah.
So that kind of inner cybersecurity nerd in me paired with the finance guy in me gets really excited because there's a lot of value for credit unions just to get access to security tools they've never been able to do before.
Well, and especially like you said, Libby, the smaller credit unions, they are, you know, desperate for this type of stuff. You know, they really need that, especially on the security side of things. Oh my gosh, can't imagine. I mean, yeah, I would, if I were a CEO of a smaller credit union, I don't think I would ever sleep at night just on the security type. I'm just on the security side of things. But yeah, I totally get it. So this is going to be a huge boon for not only credit unions in general, but I think the smaller ones as well, who are really needing something like this. So really good stuff, guys. And last question here, and Libby, I'll save it for you. Hey, when's this going to launch? When's the good news start?
Good news. We're doing some soft launching even as we speak, and we want to go to market May 1.
So. Oh, okay. Right. Oh my gosh. Right around the corner. Okay.
Just right around the corner.
Got to get going on this then. All right, you guys. Well, you guys have lots of work to do because May 1st is going to be here before you know it. But anything else to add to wrap up? Robbie, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts here, bud?
No, we're excited to work with Envisyn, of course, and ICOL indirectly. And, we're speaking on behalf of Libby and the rest of the founders of Pure IT here. We, we're all neck deep in CUSO land and fundamentally believe CUSOs can do a tremendous amount of good for credit unions. Of course, one of the reasons Pure IT and Envisyn, have come together to work on a project like this. And so we're really excited for what the future holds, both with Cloud Union and, for CUSOs in general.
Indeed. And Libby, I'll let you have the last word.
I couldn't agree more. The future's bright for credit unions, especially small players out there. I mean, they really can compete. Don't be afraid of the big guys. And this is one way to help you compete with the big institutions out there. And we can do it, and we want to help you do it. So
yeah, I've been hearing more and more stories and done stories where smaller credit unions are actually thriving out there right now. So that's really good news. And when they have something like this to kind of back it all up, oh my gosh, sky's the limit for them. So yeah, all right. All right, guys, well, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much again for this announcement and then also your insights and your expertise. It is much, much valued and appreciated, and look forward to the next chat down the line. Well done.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome.